This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I had an opportunity to see some really good talent in the Florida-Georgia game, and a couple of colleges were there, and certainly one of them making an appearance during the in a very busy weekend for them, because obviously this is recruiting season, and coming off a second year, only the second year ever, and Coach Bill Reichel at St. Thomas University came out with a winning record this year. What a great way to go out and recruit, and he is kind enough to join us as we open up our second hour. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on coming up on that, on the winning side here in a crazy, crazy season.
No, absolutely. I'm just proud of the guys and the coaches for everything they've been through and making the season work. And it wasn't anything normal, as I'm sure everybody that listens to your show here and that you work with, and everything we're trying to do with recruiting right now, we're making it work. And a lot of it's for these high school kids and our athletes included for our games, but these high school kids through recruiting and trying to make it as normal as possible. But it was a good year. I mean, considering what we had to go through, and I mean, it's hard to say we're going into year three and we're excited about having our first kind of off season with spring ball and our first hopefully full strength and conditioning program.
Yeah, and obviously that is important. And I remember the first thing that when you and I talked when you were starting the program and when you were hired, you said, you know, there's going to be a lot of things changing from year one to two and year two to three. Talk about that, because I mean, but I guess that's in anything that you start up, or because you have to feel your way in, see what's the best fit in every, you know, in every facet of the business or organization, or in this aspect, a team. Talk about that, because I don't think people really understand there's a lot, you know, to starting a program from scratch.
No, for sure. And it's been different for us, that you look at some other programs that started from scratch and they bring in their first kind of group of student athletes and redshirt everybody and give them a time to maybe adjust to college and get in the strength and conditioning and all those things for a year before they compete. And it was in the best interest of our university kind of that we hit the ground running and those guys played year one. So the off season that we had planned was going to be huge for us. And obviously that got cut short, and I keep telling these guys, we got to control what we can control. And that's been our focus ever since we started. But obviously that holds true more now than ever with some of the things that have gone on over the past year. And I think regardless if you've had a football program for 100 years or a football program like ours for 2 seasons, you're always building. And our build right now is a little bit different than most, just because that first phase of the build for us, it doesn't really end until you graduate your first group of seniors and you actually have some alumni from the program. And that doesn't mean you can't win championships and compete at a high level during that time. It's just a different build and trying to kind of make sure we get the culture where we want it and the program where we want it.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I mean, you bring out a really very interesting and very logical point that, I mean, you could be, and this was put to me, I guess, I'm trying to think what program, that they had all this talent. And I said, well, you know, you got to get a chemistry involved. I mean, you could have, right now, as they come in, they're all 50, 60 individuals. you've got to kind of, you know, you guys, it's us, and you got to get them flowing in the direction that your program is, and until, and it's a full cycle, and you're 100% right. And a lot of people don't think that way, because especially early on in a program, I mean, you know, you look at what Socha's doing as well. I mean, he's, things are where you're going to be soon because of the fact that you both do things the right way. You guys look ahead. You've built programs before. Obviously, the talent in South Florida and your coverage area now is as good as probably anybody's going to ever have it. Talk about that, because you have to find, obviously, there's a lot of kids that can run 4.4s, but there's not a lot of kids that can run 4.4s with a 3.0 GPA. So you're looking for that type of athlete. And obviously, I mean, most colleges are now where the academics really take precedence in every case.
No, absolutely. And I tell our guys all the time, kind of, how you do anything is how you do everything. And the expectation that, I'm not going to say all our guys are going to get 4.0s and everything else, but the driving force is they need that. That's what it needs to be. That every team in the country, obviously some are playing in the spring now, but every team in the country, when we get to August again, feels like they're going to be competing for a championship and win every football game. And I equate these guys, what we strive to do is you got to carry that on to every part of your life. That if getting a 4.0 straight A's is the best you can do, kind of like having a perfect season, well, why not strive for that? That all relates. That if I can't trust you to go to class and do the right things and be a good member of our campus and represent our program in the right way, when it's fourth down, why should we trust that you're going to be able to get the first down to win the game or get the stop that we need to win the game? That it all kind of fits together. So you're absolutely right. There's some fantastic athletes down here, some fantastic people, some great coaches that are mentoring these guys as they kind of come to our level. And I really feel kind of our job is to kind of lengthen that leash from what these parents have done and their coaches and teachers and everybody involved in their lives to kind of take them to that next step. So when they do graduate from us, not only did they hopefully have a championship experience, but they're ready to be great husbands and fathers and citizens and employees and all those things that they're going to carry throughout the rest of their life.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Bill Reichel joining us, St. Thomas University head coach, heading into year three, but really one, the like you said, just a full off season of weight training into spring. Obviously we cross our fingers all the time and hope that's going to happen. You never, you never could count your chickens. And this is the one thing I was going to ask you. Your schedule, now it's really tough to get a schedule for next year because you don't know what happens. Because last year you had one set and obviously it didn't work out. How do we do that? Do just schedule like you're going to play every single game and just move forward? Or because I know this year it didn't work out in a lot of cases.
No, we had flights and hotels and everything scheduled to head up to Tennessee at the beginning of the year. And then we revamped that. And I think we had about 3 schedule changes until we really figured out that it looked like we were only going to be able to kind of play in our division down here in Florida. So the first step is to the commissioner of our conference in the Mid-South will put the schedule together and we'll kind of patch our non-conference games in. And right now you plan for, I don't know if it'll be normal, but as normal as possible and back to kind of what you'd originally expect going into the fall here. But at the end of the day, who knows? And I think it's important to me that our guys, I think the NAIA did a great thing, like the NCAA, kind of all combined, that they gave all these guys a year back because it was a tough year just not knowing who you're going to play, what you're going to play, and what you're going to do. So they again have that opportunity that I want our guys to play as many games as they possibly can, that you only have about 4 years or 5 years to do this. So we're going to do our best to put that together and kind of see where it goes, and we'll go play wherever we have to make sure our guys get the experience they deserve and what they signed up for.
No doubt. Well said. Coach Bill Reichel, head coach at St. Thomas University, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday night. I know busy schedule and such. We'll hook up with you plenty. We'll try to get over there during spring wearing our mask and keeping our distance and continue to support you guys. You guys are doing a great job doing it the right way. And we love to see it.
Absolutely. And we appreciate everything you do. And put it on the calendar right now. We're still looking at Orange Bowl Showcase, February 13th. Should be on our campus, so hopefully you get over there, and we're doing a little bit of football in February here.
Good. I'll be there. Thanks so much, Coach.
I appreciate it.
Good job. Coach Bill Reichel from St. Thomas University, doing a great job heading to year three. Boy, it's going pretty quick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.